Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. I have discussed the more than $100 trillion of the federal government's unfunded liabilities for Social Security, Medicare, and other programs, and the more than $10 trillion of state and local government unfunded liabilities for employee pensions and retiree health care. Even though the benefits have already been received for which these unfunded liabilities exist, politicians and bureaucrats are dragging their feet at covering these past expenses. In most instances, the proposals are to eventually pay them off over 30 years. Such a long delay in payment would actually increase the total cost to be paid by taxpayers. In my mind, this would be similar to pretending that when you purchase a home with a 30-year mortgage, that you really don't owe the balance of the mortgage until you make the actual payments. Somehow, I don't think the lender would agree with this position. Recently, it struck me that the possible reason that politicians and bureaucrats want to wait so long to finally pay off their past obligations. Could it be that they are counting on the value of the U.S. dollar to fall so far that when these liabilities are paid, they will be in dollars worth a lot less than they are today, or that the dollar literally becomes worthless? Here's a relatively recent example of what I mean. The African nation of Zimbabwe had such high hyperinflation that in the year 2008, it issued paper money with a denomination of $100 trillion. That is a 1 followed by 14 zeros. That made it easy to repay debts denominated in the millions or billions of Zimbabwe dollars. When that nation's currency collapsed in January 2009, this $100 trillion note could only pay for 1 bus fare. Could politicians and bureaucrats really be hoping for the future day when they can pay your Social Security or Medicare benefits or employee pensions or health care in monthly amounts that will only pay for a cup of coffee? I dare you to ask this question of your federal, state, or local government employees. That's it for now. Come back Friday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or McDonald Broadcasting.